In Their Own Words, A History in Letters, written by the National Archives, and read by Daniel Mays, Miriam Margulies, David Haig, Indira Varma, Arthur Smith, and Robert Bathurst.
Introduction. In times past, letters were the medium that brought news which could make or break an individual or a family's fortunes. When wives on the home front during the First World War hovered by their front gates to wait for the postman, they hoped his arrival would bring the happy news that their husbands were still alive and well, and dreaded the knock at the door bringing them the earth-shattering news of a fatality. In today's world, there are multiple ways to contact people immediately across the globe, but for hundreds of years, letters were the main way to bridge distances. In his novel, The Go-Between, 1953, L.P. Hartley famously stated that the past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. Recapturing that foreign country is of enduring interest as it deepens our understanding of where we have come from and where we might be going to. When seeking to build a picture of the past, few historical sources are as immediate and compelling as letters. They contain the full array of human emotions, from love to hate, from fear to excitement. All aspects of humanity are featured, and the highs and lows of life are described by its protagonists, all through the medium of pen and paper. Similar to eavesdropping or to reading a private diary, leafing through past correspondence indulges our natural inquisitiveness, or put less charitably, our nosiness. Reading the letters of others can feel like stepping into a time machine, taking us back to the moment when the author set down his thoughts and feelings on paper. As fellow humans, we can often relate to the emotions described in such letters, despite a gulf of sometimes hundreds of years. At the same time, letters from the past are so fascinating because they give fresh and intimate insights into very different worlds from our own. Letters by the well-known heroes and villains of history add colour and detail to our existing perceptions and may reveal overlooked personality traits or foibles. Correspondence written by more ordinary folk, by contrast, reveals invaluable evidence of how life was once lived, of how our ancestors dressed, what they ate, and what they believed. While the words on the page offer precious glimpses into the thoughts of people long gone, letters tell us much more than what is written down. Merely by seeing the handwriting of a famous figure in history and by examining their signature, we feel closer to who that person was. A unique part of the historical puzzle not captured by a portrait, a photograph, or an eyewitness account. In this way, once seemingly abstract historical figures come to life. Letters leave further clues aside from the words and the handwriting. They have a sort of body language all of their own. We cannot help but draw conclusions based on the colour or quality of the paper. And the conventions used at the beginnings and ends of letters can also reveal a great deal about the author and his or her feelings towards the recipient. For all of these reasons, there is much to learn and enjoy from reading historical letters. The delights and rewards of accessing the past through letters are counterbalanced with some interesting challenges. For as vivid and intriguing as they are, letters are far from transparent windows onto the past. Personal letters, and perhaps especially love letters, draw the reader in because they offer a glimpse into an intimate, private world and seem to tell us a lot about the author at their most heartfelt and open.